Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and we're on Twitter as @CaptainsAmerica. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, where I bet you it's warmer there than it is here tonight, is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
What's the temperature?
56 degrees right now.
It's warmer there than it is here.
Yeah.
And these guys are going back in now. It's 53 degrees right here where I'm at right now. There's temperatures going to be in the 40s tonight. Might be some 30s further up north into towards the panhandle of Florida tonight. But that's what we got, a couple of days of cool weather. But in the daytime, it'll be back in the 70s, low 70s. So I guess we'll take it.
Yep, for now, yep.
All right, you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the seniors got a big shock today. Not too many people saw this coming. We knew that they were talking about raising the Medicare rates, and boy, did they. Everybody was, cost of living, we're going to get 5.9%. That's great. That's the biggest raise we've had in a long time. But then here they come along, and they jack up the Medicare premiums, blaming it in part on the cost of drugs, and one drug in particular. I'll get to that in a minute. But the Medicare Part B standard monthly premium is now going to be rising by about $22 to $170.10 next year.
That's exactly right, Captain. Also, the annual deductible as well is going to be skyrocketing from $203 to $233. When I hear these kinds of things, Captain, about, well, it's the cost of drugs as one component of this, I hearken back to what we've heard from Democrats now for the last several weeks and certainly over the last few days with a lot of intensity, and that is we've got to pass the Build Back Better Act because we're going to lower prescription drugs. We're going to, lock in child care at 7% and of income and on it goes. It's almost as if they kind of relish these kinds of major catastrophes happening for the American people so they can say, you got to let us pass this bill. And so I'm pretty suspect of all this.
Well, they've just stuck it to the senior citizens, but they don't care. The Biden-Harris administration, they say they're working hard to make drug prices more affordable and equitable for all Americans and to advance drug pricing reform through competition, innovation, and transparency. Uh-huh, China, China, China. Now, the move also stemmed from the limiting of the monthly premium increase this year into the Continuing Appropriations Act, and from spending trends driven by COVID-19. Now, it also reflects the need to maintain a contingency reserve for unanticipated increases in healthcare spending, particularly certain drug costs. Here's where we get into the drug. Officials have said the uncertainty surrounding the potential use of the Alzheimer's drug Aduhelm by people covered by Medicare meant that they needed to store away a higher level of reserves, which meant they had to spend more money on that one particular drug. Henceforth, up went the premium.
Well, that's exactly right. But, you know, Captain, dealing with Medicare and then putting people into a position where obviously many of these folks are on fixed incomes, and whether or not they got a 5.9% increase for cost of living doesn't look like it's going to really make a dent here.
Now, I want you to understand something, folks, because Kyle was partially right with what he said, but I'm going to read you the entire provision. In addition to the monthly premium, the annual deductible will raise from $203 to $233. Also, if you have Medicare Part A, your inpatient deductibles will jump from $72, you ready for this, Kyle?
Yep.
To $1,556 next year. And Medicare Part A, daily coinsurance and skilled nursing facility coinsurance will both increase by at least $9 each.
And precisely what we're talking about. How is it possible that many of the folks that are on Medicare are going to be able to afford that kind of jump? It's amazing.
Well, everybody's going to have to find someone like my friend Patrick Ireland, and there's a little self-promotion for him, and get themselves some affordable, that doesn't cost them anything, insurance to where they actually get their most of their Medicare premium back to them, handed right back to them in the form of their check, and then they go to the doctor of their choice, provided he's in the plan that they have, most of them are, and that's what you do, and that's how you get your money back, and that's how you play the game.
Yes, exactly right.
And if people don't know how to do that, shame on them.
Well, in this case, you've got to really do your homework, and you've got to look out for your interests.
So, folks, I wish I had better news for you, but Medicare is going up. They're blaming the drug costs and the pandemic for the reason. Nobody's buying it here in our little studio. So there you go. All right, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Why shall I? Why shall I?
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's My Pillow. Now, we do things a little different here. We're not going to tell you to buy this, buy that, go get that. This is off, that's off. We're just going to tell you to go to the website, mypillow.com. Take a look at what's there. You'll see the whole front page made up with a whole bunch of different things with prices on it. And it says, with your promo code, the price is. Well, number one, the promo code is always going to be Captain. Number two, you'll see a little logo link pretty much lit up in lights that says Radio Listener Specials. You click on that, you're going to get two dozen, maybe 30 items, all at even lower prices, if that's possible, for you to save money on. And again, talk about deep discounts, there you go. Promo code Captain. Now, if you want to use the phone because you don't want to put your information on the internet, and a lot of people don't, here's the phone number, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. So, mypillow.com, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. That's mypillow.com, promo code Captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Cap. Hey, Captain.
You bought your Christmas presents yet?
You know, I'm making my list, and I'm checking it twice, and it's got a lot of my pillow stuff on it already.
Who's going to be naughty or nice?
Well, we'll find out.
I'm telling you, you can't go wrong with anything except my pillow. I've seen all the different things, and by the way, they've got a brand new type of slipper there. I'm going to have to get those.
Yes, I've seen those.
Yep.
They're incredible.
Yep, I'm going to have to get some of those. Okay, well, joining us right now, folks, we've got Dan the Man, the executive producer and professor extraordinaire up there in Lafayette, Indiana. So, Dan the Man, what's up?
Well, I was just going to add, you know, if on Medicare and the supplemental, if you're having trouble with it, just go to Mexico, cross the border illegal, and they'll give you $450,000.
Tell them your name is Juan Gonzalez.
That would take care of a lot of people's problems. I would have to agree with Joe Manchin on this, that we have programs and laws on the books that go back to the Great Depression, and, you know, here it is, 2021, and we still can't fully fund them right. And yet we want to bring in new programs to spend more money, and we won't even be able to fund those, right? So you're looking at a huge tax increase for everybody across the board. Everything will go up and everything will slow down. So that's, you put this in charge with Democrats, this is what you get. It's easier to spend other people's money. It's a lot more fun, and that's what you're seeing now.
Yeah, and this was in the Continuing Appropriations Act. In other words, that budget bill they just passed, the one they just passed first, the first time around,
right?
That's the one it was in. And nobody found out about it until yesterday.
It's amazing how you can pass laws without reading them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're giving money for a staff in Congress, but, you know, when I worked there, you had to go through everything with a magnifying glass.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that person knew what they were voting for, what they were going to tell their constituents back home. This is crazy. You know, a lot of that transportation bill that just passed, you know, a lot of it goes for advocacy. You know, try to get more women truck drivers, things like that. You know, studies where animals cross the highway.
Do you know why the women don't want to drive a truck, Dan? I'll tell you right now.
What's that?
It's damn hard work. You have to, your back hurts, your legs hurt, your arms hurt. What they don't tell you about driving a truck is that in a lot of cases, guess who loads it and unloads it?
Yeah, the driver.
That's right. So, consequently, do you think there's a woman out there that wants to get in the back of a truck and have to unload 1,500 cases of, sliced beans?
Oh, I know. It was, you know, my grandfather ran a trucking outfit in Alabama. I remember unloading those things when they had 40-foot beds, or 40-foot trailers.
Now,
they're 53 feet now.
Now, we had the ability to be able to hire lumpers, and the company sometimes would give you so much for what they call the lumpers, which are the professional guys that were pretty much on unemployment or welfare, and they were doing that under the table, and you always had to pay them in cash. Always had to pay them in cash.
Yeah. You don't see that much anymore. They just charge you to unload it.
Right.
You know?
And that goes to the company now, not the lumper.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got a question for Dan.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, hey, Dan, I got a question for you. You're talking about, you know, they're not reading through the laws. They're not going through it with a magnifying glass. Are they really just only concerned with whatever pork might be in there so that they can tell their district, hey, look what I did for us here in our district, and kind of don't really care about the overall overarching impact of the bill as long as they feel they can say something that will help get them reelected. Look, I'm a hero, that kind of thing.
Oh, I think that's exactly half of it.
Mm-hmm.
The other half is who contributed money to their campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to satisfy that because they want that money to continuously come in. So you're going to look who your campaign donors are, too, as well as how is this going to play back home to my constituent. You know, what I've told everybody for years, what's the difference between a campaign contribution and a bribe? Not a whole lot.
The amount of money, I guess.
And that's what you're seeing.
The amount of money. How's that? The amount of money.
Amount of money, you know, but you know, you got your $5,000 for the primary, you got your $5,000 for general election, and if you're in the South, well, you got $5,000 for a primary, a $5,000 for a runoff, and a $5,000 for a general election.
All right, now I want to run I want to run something by you since you mentioned election. A lot of people don't know that election they had in Virginia had 3,000 new poll watchers, and the majority of them were conservative, independents, or Republicans. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Well, that's just me.
And this is coming to a voting state and block near you, especially where they had the problems. This is how they're going to fight back. They're going to put a lot more election officers and poll watchers in place. And, folks, if you want to volunteer to help out, go to the Supervisor of Elections office and sign up to be a poll watcher or sign up to be a poll worker.
See, in Indiana, we run pretty straight, pretty clean elections. So on the poll, when you go to the poll that day, half have to be Democrat, half have to be Republican. You got to have a photo ID. It has to match the address on the poll work on the poll book. Mm-hmm. Well, it's computerized now, mm-hmm. but that's how it runs. It'd be very hard to do that in Indiana. If you want an absentee ballot, well, you have to go to the county clerk, and you sign up for that, and either you can vote there on a machine that day, or they will mail it to you. Some are out of state, and then you mail it back. But at all times, you've got to prove who you are. And
right.
That makes a world of difference. You know, they're not going to just start mailing out paper ballots to anybody. And mm-hmm. you've got to prove who you are, and then from there. And like I said, on a lot of absentee ballots, if it's an election in which one party, one man or woman, really decisively beats their opponent, and the absentee ballots are less than the numbers in the victory, they don't even count them.
Well, there's a couple of groups here. I'm going to mention their names so people can check them out if they want. Number one is a national group called the Conservative Partnership Institute, which initiated this program. And number two, in Virginia, it was called the Virginia Institute for Public Policy. And there were other organizations that got together, including some patriotic groups and some of the people that were challenging the PTA, the school boards, rather. And this is something that's grown like wildfire right now around the country, especially in the states where they had the problems.
In the Institute of Public Policy, I talked to them once. It's probably been early 2000s. It was right after the 2000 election.
Mm-hmm.
And they operated campaign schools across Virginia for people interested in either running or managing a campaign, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was real interesting. After Virginia did it, a lot of other states took off with the same concept. It's kind of died out a bit. It's too bad, because I don't think people realize how much work and how much tenacity you need to either run or to manage a campaign, because it's a lot of work. A lot of people, they laugh at people involved in politics, and I wish they wouldn't, because you know, you're putting your heart and soul in that, and day of the election, you know, you got a 50-50 chance of losing.
Yeah.
And that's really hard to take, but it's a lot of work. But what I knew of them back then, they were really a hardcore group, try to strengthen democracy, because that was right after the Gore-Bush fiasco down in Florida.
Here comes the music, my man. I'm going to let you go, but thanks very, very much for some more interesting information.
Okay, Captain Kyle, you guys have a good week.
All right, thank you. Okay, that's Dan the Man up in Lafayette, Indiana. Kyle, you hang on. That was a very interesting segment right there, folks, because we told you some stuff that's going on that most people have no idea about, including the Democrats. Well, we'll see what they do. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Cities across Wisconsin are all now bracing for when the verdict comes in the high-profile double homicide trial of Kyle Rittenhouse. He's the 18-year-old charged with killing two men and wounding a third last year during protests over a police shooting in Kenosha. Closing arguments set for just hours from now with jury deliberations to follow. President Biden and his advisors and cabinet members have continued to tout the big infrastructure bill that the president will be signing at a Monday afternoon ceremony at the White House. But Republicans are pointing to the U.S. economy under Biden's leadership. Congresswoman Lisa McClain of Missouri on Fox News saying,
"And right now the Democrats have control of Congress, the Senate, and the White House. And look at in the short 10 months of which that has happened, inflation is up."
USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is something that I take every day. I take it in the morning or whatever time I get up, because sometimes it's noontime, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, depending on what time I got to bed the night, the morning before, rather, not night before, morning before, because I don't get out of the studio until 6 o'clock in the morning. I get home about 6:30. And then the rest goes to merit. But anyway, I take Relief Factor because of my problems that I have. And it, simply put, it works for me. Now, I talked to a lot of people at the gun show in Sarasota over the weekend. A lot of people thought that I might have some Relief Factor with me to sell. And I said, no, I don't. I don't carry that around with me. I'm not the sales agent, but here's how you get it. And I told them, you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, you too can start the Relief Factor. Takes 2 or 3 days to get it, and away you go. Take it the way it tells you to take it. Now, it's all natural. That's what I like about it, number one. Natural, 100% drug-free. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. But when it comes to pain,
It'll lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problems you have in multiple areas by going straight to the source of the pain. It's worked for me with my shoulder. It's worked for me with my wrist. It's worked for me with my ankle and leg and knee and hip and my back all at the same time. And I'm telling you, there you go. So, give it a try. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. One more time. ReliefFactor.com/captain. And 1995 gets you started. Okay, Kyle, back we are again.
That's right. Hello.
I'm getting a lot of response from what we just said, as well we should, because, again, and by the way, Eric, I was I worked for the Supervisor of Elections office at one time. I did an election to find out what it was like down here in Florida. And it was the one where, let's see, it was in 2006. And we watched the mail-in ballots. We watched the voters voting. We watched the verification process. That's what a poll watcher does. And believe me, the more of us there are there, the better it will be, because they can't get away with it. And a lot of the poll watchers that I saw doing that stuff, they nailed people, nailed them.
Very cool.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And that was them.
That's right.
We kind of got away from that. People forgot about that. But, hey, you want to control an election? You want to have a fair and honest election? Had the people there to watch to make sure it's done.
Well, certainly. And it seems reasonable, especially in light of many of the dirty tricks and shenanigans mm-hmm. we've seen of late.
Yep. Now, Trump, over the weekend, said that he wants to oust the rhinos and sellouts who voted for the infrastructure bill with three exceptions. Guess who the three exceptions are?
Who are they?
Nicole Malliotakis, Jeff Van Drew, and Brian Fitzpatrick.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all newly elected or newly converted Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't want to mess with them, but the other 10, he's putting up a challenger for them in the primary.
Well, that's right, and I think a couple of them are not going to be running anyway, I think, because of either they're retiring or, in one case, the district is going away.
Well, not these three. The other ones they are, yeah.
The other ones. But basically, though, what Trump is doing, obviously, is beginning to set the stage for the battle of 2022, and it's... You know, once, we're going to get 6 or 8 months down the road from here, Captain, and we're going to still see a lot of these ramifications of what's happening to our economy, what's happening policy-wise. We don't know what's going to be happening vis-a-vis China, for example, and Taiwan. That could easily be a major factor in the upcoming election. We'll just have to remain to be seen. But one thing is certain, these campaign commercials are going to be very, very intense and telling, and people are not going to be happy by the time we get to the next election.
That's true. By the way, Richard in Oregon's chiming in. Good morning, Captain and Mr. Kyle. The government just keep taking all our money instead of fixing the problem. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, Richard, a lot of truth in that.
Well, absolutely, and this is what we're talking about when it comes to the Build Back Better Act. This is just the latest incarnation of the Democrats saying, we don't have enough taxes, we don't have enough regulation, we don't have enough new laws. All these problems can be solved with this. I mean, this is beginning to get really old, Captain. They think we're that stupid that every single time they get in power, they can tell us, here's how we're going to fix everything, and it gets worse.
Inflation is a tax, right?
Well, sure it is, de facto, yeah.
Okay. Raising the cost of your Medicare is not a tax, but a direct expense, right?
Right.
Okay. Raising it above the level of what you would get in terms of a cost of living increase is just a tragedy.
Well, certainly. And I would add one other thing, too. Supposing, okay, now you've got a $15 an hour minimum wage, let's say, this kind of thing, but now inflation is tracked up so much that $15 an hour minimum wage really is becoming meaningless in the grand scheme of things, because you're right back where you started. It's weird how that does work, but if you have the market determine things, then you're actually going to get somewhere. But all of the artificiality gets us nowhere, gets us deeper in the hole.
Well, we know that, and gasoline, we have no idea where it's going to stop. We know that the whole purpose behind the gasoline, and we heard Jen Psaki crowing about it over the weekend that, oh, well, this will just drive us to where it'll make it more sensible and affordable for us to have green energy and solar vehicles and electric vehicles and all that stuff she threw out there. What a bunch of crap. That's what they're trying to do, force the gasoline vehicles off the road because of the cost of what the fuel's going to be. But guess what? It's not going to be any cheaper with a damn electric.
No, it's not. And one would think that if, as technology increases over time, the market might take care of people converting to alternative energy sources and or electric cars in this particular case. But when the government continues to pick winners and losers, ostensibly to virtue signal about their environmental position, people are going to continue to suffer.
Okay, the Rittenhouse trial, what's going to happen?
Well, of course, we understand. I believe the jury is going to be getting the trial, the trial today on Monday.
Probably this afternoon.
Yes, but here's the thing: one of the judge may allow the jury to consider some lesser charges, of which one of those would be possession of a gun. But the judge himself talked about this, saying that he had spent several hours on the statute, and in a nutshell, may not be able to lift that out because it would be very difficult to provide any coherent jury instructions, basically. So that may not be part of it, and if it is, it may be something that would be something that they could easily go after on appeal. So we just have to watch and see. The prosecution made so many errors, not just the constitutional errors, but also really dumb errors, Captain, like asking questions they did not know the answer to until the witness evidently answered it on the witness stand. This is really just a almost amateur hour, it seems, for the prosecution. But what we are going to watch for, though, is any kind of reaction given any verdict in this case.
Well, we have some very interesting news, and we'll go to break with this. Republican congressional candidates have the largest lead in midterm election vote preferences in the past 40 years, according to an ABC News, Washington Post poll, while President Joe Biden's popularity continues to plummet, even amongst his own Democratic base, he's down below 50% considerably in both places.
That's exactly right. And the Democrats, ironically, are setting the stage for a major takeover by the Republicans in the House.
Both the House and the Senate.
That's right. They're setting the stage because they continue to overreach. They continue to go a bridge too far, Captain.
And the more of this stuff that they try to push through, the Build Back Better and all that stuff, and they stand up there and they lie about what's in there, and they lie about the fact that, oh, it's not going to affect anyone. There'll be no increase in taxes. And then they would turn around and we just broke the story, well, we didn't break the story, but we told everybody what was going to happen to their Medicare at the beginning of the broadcast. Give me a break.
Yep, that's right.
Yep. Yep. Now, we knew this was coming, but I've been sitting waiting for them to announce it because we just didn't know the amount, but we knew it was coming. All right, hold on, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to have my buddy Mike Gallagher take us to break. How's that? And don't forget, his studio is right around the corner from me, about 25, 30 feet away. Mr. Mike.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I'm a hard working man. I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting good at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow. From my four-wheel drive to my cowboy boots, I owe it all to my blue-collar roots. Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain. I'm a hard working man, I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land, and I'm burning my candle at both ends. Friday night. I like to party hard. I carry on with the Cadillac cutie. Spend my whole week's pay on some weekend beauty. Come Monday morning, I'm the first to arrive. I ain't nothing but business, y'all, from 9 to 5. I'm a hard, hard working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land.
Yeah, Brooks and Dunn. What do you think, Kyle?
I like that one.
I let that play the whole way through because, you know, that's really getting it done. All righty, we got a caller on the line, but caller, you can wait a minute because we got weather to talk about here, and I'll be right with you. All right, here we go. Here we go. An Alberta Clipper up north, folks, coming across the upper Midwest, going across through the middle of Atlantic states and the higher elevations, and, of course, up off the lake. You'll get a few inches of snow tonight there. Going up into New England, too, through Monday. There'll be rain, snow showers, gusty winds with that. Out west, we got another Pacific system coming in, and here we go, Washington State. Go for it, Kyle.
Thank you, Captain. You're exactly right. We've got another atmospheric river event, really, that's going to be coming in. The heaviest rain that we'll see here in the next day or so is really going to be up in northwest Washington. They are actually under a flood watch right now in Seattle, and taking a look at some of the precipitation, that's exactly where it looks like. Going to be in the Seattle area, north of that up through Victoria, up through the Canadian border and on over into Canada. But we are going to be seeing a lot of this come in over the next day or so. We've also got, it looks like, some high wind warnings as well. Now, this is going to be in that immediate area as well, but also extending over easterly through Washington State, over into almost all of Montana, covered in some kind of high wind warning or wind watch, the wind warning around Great Falls, high wind watch around Missoula, also, of course, over towards the border with North Dakota as well. Down near Casper, Wyoming, also high wind watch, also near Laramie and Cheyenne as well. We see that a lot of the times now, especially this time of year, around Twin Falls, Idaho, moving back over towards Oregon. In southern Oregon, we also have a wind advisory as well, also around Portland, and maybe affecting Richard the Marine, depending on just how far those are going to stretch out. A lake wind advisory, the word is wind tonight, by the way, lake wind advisory around Reno. But we've also got that dense fog. Now, this is all through California 99 from Bakersfield up towards Merced, but also from Bakersfield coming up Interstate 5. Mm-hmm. You're going to find that as well a little before you get to Stockton, it looks like. So be on the lookout if you're in California tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks, it's really cold in the north, really cold in the north. Not too shabby here in the south either. It's going to be right here where I'm sitting around 50 degrees to 55 degrees this morning, depending on where you're at. And then as you start moving north, it'll be in the 40s. It could be in the 30s as you get up into the northern part of the panhandle. And Georgia is going to be cool. By the way, north of Atlanta, to include Atlanta, you've got a frost and then a freeze warning up on the line with Tennessee. So Chattanooga up in there, Monteagle, you guys are going to be dipping your toesies with your battery-operated socks on, I think. And it's cool in the northern part of Alabama as well as Mississippi and Arkansas. You've got some cooler temperatures there. Tennessee, hang in there. It'll get warmer, I guess, next year about this time, huh?
Yes, exactly.
All right, well, let me go to the caller here and find out what's going on. Bag M and Bob, what's going on with you?
Yes, Captain. As far as these bills that they're passing, these, like these 2,400-page omnibus bills, just in general, aren't these prepared in closed chambers by the Democrats so that we can't know what's in them? And then they don't give you time enough to read what's in them, but I'm talking about the legislatures. And in effect, this becomes like a rule by committee in which just a committee is basically passing the bills of the and the normal members of the House.
Did you hear what we talked about? Did you hear what we talked about at the beginning of the show?
No.
All right.
No,
you remember when they passed the budget bill?
Yeah, right, yeah.
in the budget bill was an increase in Medicare of $22 right off the bat, raising your premium to $170.10. It also included an increase in the deductible by $30. It also included on your major medical hospitalization an increase in that by about $1,000, so on and so forth. This is the stuff they slid through in the budget bill that nobody read.
No, they don't have time left to read it.
They do have time. Okay. If they want to, they do. They have people that's all they do, Bob. Okay, well, let me let you go because I got to get back to Kyle. But anyway, Kyle, you know what I'm talking about. They have staff, and if they want, they can read the bill. They really can read that bill.
Well, they can. The question is, will they take enough of a stand?
Thank you.
On it, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Because I know two congressmen I know of, I won't mention their names, but I know two congressmen that they hired people to do nothing other than read the bills.
Right, and show them wherever the big bombshell.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, they're the only ones I know about. I don't know about anybody else that did that. All right, so Kyle, the pilot in Flying J, sponsors the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. What do we want to know about them?
Well, folks, don't forget, if you're out in the highways and byways, you're going to find, number one, if you're in a storm, you're going to find safe harbor at the Pilot or Flying J. You can go to pilotflyingj.com, use their locations function to find out the location nearest you. And when you do visit the Pilot or Flying J, be sure to join the Drivers Club because you're going to be able to earn points on the food that you buy, the fuel that you buy, the supplies that you buy, anything else that you buy there at Pilot and Flying J. Also, if you're looking to pick up your holiday or Christmas gifts, Pilot and Flying J's have stuff that you're looking for, toys for all ages, clothing, also jewelry, electronics, and more, and so you definitely want to check them out. You can also go online to buy your favorite Road Warrior a gift card. You can buy them on site as well. But be sure to join the Drivers Club, download the My Rewards Plus app so you can track your points, and you can also get great offers as well through the My Rewards Plus app.
Yes, sir. And by the way the process is supposed to work is when you put a bill together to introduce it to Congress, it comes through committee. The committee's supposed to work on it together, a bipartisan committee. However, the Democrats have changed the rules to the point to where they don't tell the Republicans when they're going to have a meeting. So therefore, if they don't show up to the meeting because they don't know about it, that's okay too. But that's why you've seen the Republicans roaming the hallways sometimes.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. It's amazing what's going on in D.C. It's got to stop. It will stop in 2022 if we just do what we all know we need to do, and that's get rid of these fools that created this problem to begin with. It's not getting any better. I don't care how much money they throw at it. It's not going to stop the problem we have. Think about that as we go to break. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.